Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody, please listen in. You're listening to right now. I'm talk dude on the phone here with Organic OK. You're listening to comedian Organic OK right now. It is 7:30 on the dot. Please call in. Be part of all the magic, everything we're doing. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, what's the topic du jour?
Well, this is the thing, everybody. These topics will be almost like overleft out products that you don't possibly store. Topics can be, you can take a topic and be honest, you know, but really, what substance are we bringing to the table? What knowledge are we bringing to the table? You know, at some point in time, point out to interact with people, and you know what they're going to tell you? People are going to tell you all types of things about how they feel about community services, right? And that's the thing, this show is about community service. But you know what you find out a lot of times? The type of people that support you, the type of people that listen to you, is how they respond to you, what information they inform you about, what information you inform them about, what information they feel like, you know, because sometimes people feel like they know too much for you to be telling them the things that you're telling them, but if the other people that are listening don't know those things, that's the thing that sometimes people try to do. People try to undermine what your message is that's helping people that don't know it, right? So that's the task, right? Are you just informing people that know the things that they know and just want that discussion talked about with them? Or are we going to open up an understanding where those that don't know can be informed, but then they can tell you things that people that supposed to know something, they may tell you more than they know. You'd be surprised on the information somebody get and based on them knowing how they respond immediately because their mind is more sharper than some people that know some things before they did. So that's one of the things that comedian talks do have. It's like once you understand some things, he can be more effective in giving you advice. But the thing is, it's a struggle because he don't go out his way to push that into his mind so he can be successful. He sat back and kind of get caught up in this kind of, you know, space. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not going to move where it needs to be.
I love this. I'm the topic of discussion tonight. Okay. You're right about that. I mean, I do a little bit of things here and there, but nothing that matters really to the big picture. That's a problem with me. A lot of people like that. A lot of people basically think it is easier to just do something small and simple.
But it's shortchanging your ability, and it's not reaching your potential to be satisfied. You're starving yourself to death because you're not pushing yourself in a way that's helpful to you. Not, I'm talking about harmful, but it's not helpful to you because you can see you're not happy. So it's like somebody coming to work and they're not happy. You're going to have a disaster.
Indeed. Let's see. Remedies and cures. Well, let's see. I basically am kind of like stuck. See, I'm stuck in quicksand, upside down. I struggle and struggle, but I'm only sinking deep.
Can you do us a favor, sir? Can you not make this a sad, depressing show? Okay?
All right, fine.
Like
fine,
a sad, depressing show. Come on, man. I don't want to hear that sad, boring shit. Come on, please.
Okay. I'm doing better than I was. That's a fact. Most of I embrace this program, this show. So guess what? I am kind of doing better. Doing better than I was. Now, honestly, sometimes what people need is a little bit of responsibility, just a little bit of that.
You can't. It's like pinning somebody in a position that they're not prepared to lead up to the actual expectations of the community and of what's going on and what they end up doing is they pitch you farther back. And if you live into the opposition of, see, that's what happens a lot of times you do people with positions, that they're not actually, you know, people say this all the time. People say, this person's not ready yet. And when you do that, then you find so often that people will compromise you for their own selfish reasons. And you can't get too far with someone being selfish and undermining you. You can't have that because they're eventually going to put you in a situation where either they're going to put you, you know, in harm's way, or you're going to be something that is going to be detrimental to your success. And that's the thing.
Me personally. Yeah. I think what a lot of people basically need is the slightest push. That's everybody needs, basically, just a little bit of incentive. You just dangle a little bit of incentive in front of them, they're going to do what they need to do. You just need a little bit of something to get the ball rolling, and before you know it, you're off. You don't have to stay stuck in one spot. You don't. What do I suggest? Well, okay. Just imagine giving yourself a little bit of taste of something you need, something you really feel like you're dying for.
Okay, let's listen, sir. About community service, not about someone's suggestions in a personal manner. It's about community, things that happen in the community. You got to be a little more, you know, around it. You know what I mean? Like, to my community, this is not a community that's based on one city.
Let's talk about that. How do we basically get the community bowling? How do we get everybody united?
Hold on. We don't have enough setting to cover these things without other elements. Because if you put me in a hot seat, bro, you're not thinking about that. The world, we don't have enough intellect, we don't have enough scholars, we don't have enough research analysts. You have a lot of things in place. You're asking me to answer all the questions. You're not being realistic with me. I don't know all the information, sir. You're not being realistic with me to be successful. And that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful with your answer because you're not making the solution. You're making it more of a detrimental failure.
Well, I want to address what the problem is before I give the solution.
Come on,
there is a solution.
You know, what's the solution? What are you talking about, community? What do you know about community? Come on now. Community, like,
everybody has to band together and join hands, take arms and forces, and just get together and collectively just do it. No, here's the hard thing. Now, I tell everybody else to take a little bit more action each day, but the question is, how do I get everybody to work together towards the same goal of the greater good and the greater society? And the truth is, but one of the things I'm hoping is something would actually just...
It's like the same show, bro. This is not the same show, bro. You got to understand, when we're talking to community, let's go into this, man. Come on, man. Just be clear.
It's not the same.
We're talking about somebody in Chicago, say. We're talking about somebody in, you know, New York. We're talking about somebody in Pittsburgh. You know, we're talking about what are they dealing with? They're dealing with COVID right now. Where is it spreading in these places? How they making it, you know? It's a lot of things, bro. That's what I'm saying. I'm not in these cities right now. I'm not in these towns for the most part. So that makes it a little bit difficult when things start to people want to know because I want the experience of the people that's in that city tell that, you know, they get the insight, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to get caught up in because you're saying it's not really covering the elements of what you would need. It's just kind of like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like giving somebody some food when they're not hungry. Or giving somebody not food they need because they may have a different appetite, right? I'm saying, comment to people, don't give them something that's suffocating their understanding of PhD. You know? You got some people that talk from a cultural bias, so it's always going to make you feel like you're tangled in something that. Like in a fabric that you're allergic to because they buy it. They're not really looking out for the greater being of the people that need the help. is a loaded hand. You see, when you come to the table, are you giving people a loaded hand? But you know, because you understand, like if I'm in Chicago, if I'm in Texas, what are you saying related to what I'm saying here, bro?
Dude, this is a universal thing. This matters. This can apply to people everywhere. And getting back to what you were saying about me just giving the same message in every show, no. See, before, one of the shows, I talked about how people can better themselves, personal success, personal improvement. Now I'm talking about how we're going to make the system, the society, the world we're living in, better.
Okay, let's hear it. I'm listening.
Well, it's as I've said, we all need to basically stop looking at the side of us and them. Everybody's got a team. Everybody's got a unit. Everybody's got to be on the same team. We're together towards this greater good.
Everybody is not thinking like that. So how do you going to generalize everybody like it's just that simple?
I know everyone's not thinking like that. This show is about trying to basically, I assume, getting them to basically go more towards that general direction.
Who are you motivating to do that? That's what I'm saying, on the ground. On the ground, who are you motivating to listen to what you said? That's what I'm trying to say.
Anybody. That's the whole point. That's the idea.
Are they listening to you? That's my point. Are they listening to you?
I'm hoping that somebody will hear this show at some point. I'm praying.
I'm saying to you, if I was a viewer listening to what you're saying, I'd be bored. Because I feel like there's more to what you're saying than you're not realizing how people operate. You know? You can tell somebody 10 different things, and those things, everybody can remember all those things how it impacted life. You know what I mean? Like, if I can tell you a lot of things, and they're not like they're lying to you, it's just that you don't get bored of hearing people's message. It just feels like something that's been regurgitated a million times where people not identify with the person saying it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Get to the point of making your message resonate with the people by your actions. Not just saying things that people feel like you're not completely behind, to the point where you understand how that affects their life on a personal level.
The truth is, I was trying not to basically make my point too early on because we got a whole show to kill, a whole 30 minutes.
Okay.
But honestly, same for the big climax. But okay, like you said, it really is a grassroots campaign project because, once again, not everybody is basically going to want to make things better. Some of them don't have the time. Some people just don't even want to try. Some people are mad at the world, and they say,
What I'm trying to explain to you, sir, is I want something that, as you explained it, and I want it simplified. I don't want it, I don't want something to sound like, hey, man, everybody wake up, man. You should be perfect this morning. Everything is perfect for you. Everything is great. Everything is, they're like, man, shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm saying that. It's like, you know, positivity works, but it's not like somebody, how somebody harassing you. It's like, man, say, hi, how you doing today? 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 You're like, man, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand your message? I'm saying,
understand what
people need to know. And when you're giving it to them, are you truly understanding how they hear it? How they hear you talking, are you understanding as a person telling them? Would you want someone to talk to you that way? Would you appreciate someone telling you this? Would you truly be educated and motivated by the conversation you hear right now?
Thing is, I want to basically motivate people into doing what's better. I like to think that in a way, if somebody heard this, they'd be thinking, yeah, the answer is right out there in front of us. How do we just get more people to do it, to just basically roll up their sleeves a little bit and work towards that greater world, that greater good? This is my own personal philosophy. You know, my life's not fair. You know, the world isn't perfect. Nobody wants to get off their butt and make the effort.
But the thing I'm explaining is a lot of times people give you more solutions of effort that they pin for to the work compared to pinning things out there where, you know, there's no one to actually help you. You just kind of suffer, and the person lets you suffer until they figure out things about you that's strong, and they come and take the credit. You see what I'm saying? That's a lot of society, too. They say the world ain't fair to somebody that sees the world being fair. They take that and change that so when you're around them, you see fairness, right? So it takes the person they say to actually make that change. you make everything just so, you know, out there, the poor person, you're like, what?
Well, it all goes without saying, but it's 45 minutes after the hour here, 7:45 on the program. Comedian Organic OK. Get in the middle. Love this. Get involved with our conversation. I love this. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. Now, back to what we're talking about. How do we get people to try and unite? No. You tell me. Tell me. Maybe we don't need everybody to get involved. Maybe it could actually work if we got a few more dozen people all up in this thing to just honestly be greater. Are you there? Are you there? As you were, Organic, as you were. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to get y'all to understand is not that he's saying something that Kay relates to. I'm just saying as a viewer, because viewers think different, right? I'm saying I just agree with everything. He agrees with everything I say. Then the viewpoint of what people are understanding from that space, they can't see the altitude or the clearness that's actually being presented so they can understand or actually present something in their mind to connect, right? So when you're talking to somebody, you're bringing ideas across somebody, you're doing rehearsal, right? You have to rehearse your spirit to be free. You have to rehearse the understanding of your spirit, to understand that you may be telling somebody, you may know the information, but the way you're telling them may be not the right approach. So that's what I'm saying. Saying that to the viewers, people that listen, person that, you know, have a lot of information, but sometimes the delivery is not the right way to understand it. Now, that's one of the things on our show, and I tell talk to you all the time, I said, bro, you can't be here dead weight. When you talk, you got to talk to people. You can't be sleeping. And I'm saying, who are you talking to if you quiet? Nobody.
I'm trying to interrupt you, but let me take the mic now. Let me take the mic. That's look what you're saying. That's what I was saying all along. That's what I was saying from the beginning. Now look, if we can basically get people to unite a little bit and clean up the community, just pick up a piece of litter. And you know what? Seriously. I want to enforce it now so every single organization that doesn't have recycling does. There should be some place for paper and plastic at every single location. I see a lot of places where they're not there. It makes me want to hurt somebody.
I'm like right now, I feel like a person right now that want to litter. I'm hanging up, and guess what I'm wanting to do, everybody? I'm going to give you the 10 minutes. I'm done.
Wait. What are you doing? No, don't. You want to end this?
Yeah, I want to end it because I'm bored with this conversation, bro. We have been preparing too much to be this kind of lazy in the effort that we presented. This is lazy conversation. Pick up the trash, everybody. Pick up this. It's lazy. People know to pick up trash. They don't know that. It's things that's not inspiring them. That's why they dump the trash. They discourage. Pick up the trash is not necessarily that all that. It's not going to be that simple. You pick up trash. It's supposed to be going about presenting the information. You know, people are destroyed, man. People lost their houses. You know, people are saying, you know, people be happy and they not happy. They always more devastated. How can somebody that I've been trying to keep down, now they winning under all the opposition, oh, I'm really depressed. Stuff like that. People that are intentionally going out their way to oppress people. And they actually sadder because the people that they've been trying to destroy succeeding through the opposition. So that really kills them. This guy said, he's waiting for killing that call. You want to kill that call?
Good Lord. All right, fine. All right, fine. I think basically a little bit of lightning in the community would help. I mean, I've also thought that basically every single person out there, you know, people look at the bad side of graffiti. I kind of like graffiti. Give yourself...
Hey, sir, you know what we're going to do?
What?
What you're talking about, you need to be in a private pay phone booth. Because you pay, I don't know, you're paying 10 cents a minute, and I don't know how much you're paying for this conversation. But you need to have a private conversation with these people. This is not a public conversation. This is private. Because you're telling them, I need to hear this, man. This is something else, man. I'd be like, hey, man, I'm trying to use the phone booth, man. Get out of there. Come on. I got to make a phone call. This is what it sounds like. Like, you're in there talking. Like, this is what it sounds like. Come on, man. How much longer are you going to be in the phone booth?
I feel like you're just teasing. Like, this whole thing, the whole show has just been you teasing me. That's what you're doing. No, but it's all right. As long as it makes for a show.
See, this is what you want. You want a show that allow you to be sad and suffer. Fear on the show. You want, like, a public lynching, you know, of me participating in you being sad and talking oppression. And make it like, feel like that's a cool conversation to have. That's what it sounds like. You're not being aware of people's spirit. People are suffering, and you want to talk about suffering more? I mean, that is not healthy.
It does need to be addressed. I was thinking about things like,
a comedy album, a stand-up comedy project, audio album. You can put that on that. This is a platform. I don't want to bore people to death.
Okay. In the time we have left, the remaining time, watch out exactly.
Well, just take the time and just be private, and then I can just hang up and you just take the conversation, because I don't want this conversation, bro. I know my life is too. I've got too many gills out here and give this polluted conversation. This is polluted. You got to accept your game of you talking around me and talking to people around me, because I'm guilty by association. You can't. This is, no, man. They don't let you sit here and just talk boring conversation. It's boring stuff. Because it's nothing in place. Because people, how are they gonna recycle? How you go about recycling? For those who never recycled before, is it a way to go about recycling? Or you pick a piece of paper, okay? You throw it in any recycling bin. You throw it in somebody's personal recycling bin. You have gloves. You have hair sanitizer with you. Like, careful with that. You know, one of the things we can know from our world. Say things in a way that it sounds very annoying because you say things, but it has to be, you know, I understand, like, how people, you know, write information down in notes and they go about it. But a lot of people out here doesn't necessarily have this kind of laid out plan. If you're talking to people that have, you know, low attention span, you got to think about how they're thinking. It's not, you got low attention span, you're talking to people like they got, come on, now, man. Are you really thinking about that? You got low attention span, and you're talking to people like they got the best attention focus. You got it. So why would you talk to them with some boring-ass stuff that they're not relating to? They're like, what else? You know, you can miss people even if you say something to them that it makes sense. It's how you say it. You're saying things to people in a way like, somebody that ain't got no power. Are you really valuing your power how to change these things? Because you value your power, you won't be wasting your power in a way like you don't have no power. It's about the power of surviving this opposition. You give everybody this thing, take advantage of me. That's what you're talking. That's how you're talking. You see me take advantage of you, because I don't want no success. I just want to be sad. I just want to be miserable. I want to tell you about things that people are never going to accomplish. That's what you sound like.
Not my intention. Look, what would you basically say that this show is really primarily about? It's about trying to help out the community.
There's no one thing, bro. Normally what this show would be about is about a couple of things. I mean, now, we, you know, because we're doing this from the radio standpoint, it's not other elements that is able to be seen at this time. But once the format is, you know, once we get, you know, a little bit more, you know, way to, you know, move around with the COVID-19. It's more things that we actually presented. And so those things that are, you know, worked out, I can't reveal those at the moment. You know, so it's that part, I'm gonna wait a little bit on that. But it's gonna be other components of this actual platform, so they can understand, you know, more understand about how these things are connecting to their ability and how we are, you know. So it's a lot, you know. But come on now, bro, it's too much information you can find out. Trying to give away the whole show without actually, because you can tell people all the time, man, this show gonna be this and that. And to me, I just feel like I want to be something of substance, and quality, integrity, where people can see things that in their lives. You know, we can't get to the point where we can't be everybody's solution. To the point where we unsolution our own stuff. You know what I mean? Like you help somebody so much to the point where that you'll be overwhelmed because. It looks like it's like, look at this. You got that many calls. If people start calling you, all these different people start asking you questions, start trying to undermine you, start trying to pick your brain, try to get all your ideas, you know. People start disvaluing you. They start, you know, start watering down your crap because it's so much you're telling them, and they're not even using it. They just, okay, can you more? Yeah, what's next? What's more? What's next? What's more? And it'd be so many things that you'd be overwhelmed even understand your own ideas. You'd be always suffocating your ideas, they won't have a time to even grow. Like I'm saying, you gotta get that space, you know? Get a space so your ideas can grow, but they can develop, but they can be things, but you can, you know, work on your ideas, you can research your ideas, you can, you know, like comedy. We are comedians, stand-up comedians, auto-hour, voice-over, you know, actors, and it's things that on a certain level, certain comedians, certain actors, you know, certain things that people comment on. And to me, it's like, this comedian organic okay.
And this is Talk Dude. You've been listening to Comedian Organic Okay, the show. I mean, check us out. We're on the web. Thank you, and good night.